Tall, Dark, and Bossy. Written by A.M. Hargrove. Narrated by Sarah Sampino and Gregory Salinas. Chapter 1. Stacy.
Ooh, I'll take one of those, I said to the waiter bearing a tray laden with yummy-looking appetizers. My best friend, English, and her sexy husband, Tristan, had renewed their wedding vows and were celebrating with a reception. They'd originally gotten married in Vegas, so didn't have a bona fide wedding reception the first time. They were making up for it with a bang tonight. The party was being held at Tristan's family home, which was nothing short of a mansion. Everything was extraordinary. The courtyard, where the reception was held, looked like something out of a fairy tale. Tiny white lights adorned every possible tree and twinkled everywhere. The scent of lush flowers permeated the air. It was glorious.
You certainly have some fancy friends,
David said, as he did a visual inspection of the place. I chuckled. Tell me. English sure married up, even though she wasn't exactly poor to begin with. David was my current boyfriend. We were both attorneys and had met at the courthouse. We'd been dating for a few months now, and things were going pretty well. Or at least, that was the image we projected. Deep down, I didn't feel the spark I should have. In truth, there wasn't very much chemistry between us at all. I'd been asking myself lately why I was even dating him. He tapped my arm and said,
I'm going to get us another round of champagne. I'll be right back.
I was left standing, alone, until Tristan's brother, Stanton, strolled up.
Looks like the party is a success, he said.
Yes, it's spectacular. I was never one to be short on words, but this man was such a stunner he left me speechless. I'd always thought Tristan was gorgeous, but Stanton left him in the dust. There was certainly a resemblance, but Stanton had that little something extra that made my ovaries do one hell of a party dance. Tall, dark, and deadly, his startling blue eyes held more than a hint of mystery that had me curious to know more. Why couldn't David do that to me? From across the courtyard, I glimpsed David walking toward us, holding two glasses of champagne. Disappointment instantly blanketed me. I questioned those feelings. I should be happy, not sad.
By the way.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?